therapy to supplement your healing process. Laser therapy is proven to locally reduce pain in arthritis, muscle stiffness, and even strains and sprains. Call 3-Point Chiropractic today to find out how laser therapy can help you deal with your pain drug-free. Call 989-704-3334. Also, massage therapy is now available at 3-Point Chiropractic with Jessica Kinney, a licensed massage therapist. Call and make your appointment today for laser therapy at 3-Point Chiropractic of Seapoint.
This is Arnie at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaway. We are ready to help you get your equipment ready for spring farming. Ask about our expanded disc brake selection, wet kits, custom hydraulic hoses, and new tires to order. It's still cold outside. Stop by to stock up on Power Service and Diesel 911 to keep those trucks running. Countryside's wash bay is open, so call for a truck or trailer wash. Our parts department is open 5 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. Order parts by midnight on Friday for a new Saturday drop box pickup. Countryside is here for your Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaway.
Well, Mr. Harrison, as your accountant, let's go over your business balance sheet and income statement for the year. Yes, I see your sales are about the same. Your expenses are in line. Wait a minute. What's this $10 a month expense on your checking account?
Well, that's what my bank charges me for my business checking account.
Your bank charges you for the privilege to have a checking account with them? Hogwash! That's just ridiculous! Why don't you move your accounts to Bayport State Bank? There's no minimum balance and no monthly charge for their business checking accounts. You do realize you're throwing away $120 a year, and if you're there another 10 years, that's $1,200!
Wow, I thought all banks were charging fees. I work on getting all my accounts switched over to Bayport State Bank.
Bayport State Bank has no minimum balance and no monthly fee for business checking accounts. Make the switch today. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network as USA survives in advance over the USA over the Ithaca Yellow Jackets in wild fashion. Ithaca came out and was leading to start this game 8-2. That was with 6:18, just a minute and 42 seconds into this ball game, and USA was down by 6 points, 8-2. But then they finished that quarter on a heck of a run, on a 12-2 run to take the 4-point lead at the quarter, 14-10. That was because Landon Zimmer had three threes, Connor Gittle with one at the buzzer, and Cal Moss with the only points inside of the arc. 14-10 at the end of the first quarter. On to the second quarter, and USA just absolutely starts to throttle Ithaca. Landon Zimmer with another three threes. That's six at the half for 18 points. Tyler Heckroth chips in another three. Micah Kramer hits another three. And then points from Heckroth inside, Nash Borton and Cal Moss, each with two additionally. USA scores 21 to Ithaca's 9 in the second quarter to lead 35-19. That would be their largest lead of the night, 16 points. In the third quarter, here comes Ithaca on the back of Tom Stewart, the senior. In that quarter alone, he had 10 points on two threes, a field goal, and two for two from the free throw line. At that point, he had 17 points there in the third quarter, but Ithaca outscores USA 19-10 to cut that deficit from 16 down to 7 entering the final quarter. USA just had three field goals and a three, and one for two from the free throw line from Nash Morton. On to the fourth quarter, Ithaca continues to rally back. USA regained the lead and then lost it, and Nelson, it was tied as Ithaca outscores USA in the fourth quarter, 13-6. Tom Stewart threw in another two threes in that fourth quarter. At that point, he had 23 points at the end of regulation. Ben Drowley had 10 at that point. And then Bailey Chaffin, who hit a three in that fourth quarter, had 8 points, and Peyton Smith with 3 points. So it's 51-51 at the end of the fourth quarter. As Tyler Heckroth in that fourth quarter hit a three, Landon Zimmer had a field goal and one for two, and that was all the scoring for USA in that quarter, with 6 points. 13 for Ithaca, 6 for USA in the fourth quarter, all tied up at the end of a regulation, 51-51. Then we move into overtime, and it was all over the place, and all of a sudden, on the tip, USA then scores right away as Nash Morton puts in, is actually fouled, and he goes to the free throw line for two shots. He goes 1 for 2. And then quickly following that, Landon Zimmer hits a three top of the key, and they're suddenly leading by 4 points. And then Ithaca fires back as Tom Stewart hits another two threes. And then he has, at that point, 29 points on the night of Ithaca's. That would be, of at that point, it was 57 points at that point. So then Ithaca's back in it. It's tie ball game. USA then extends it back out. They're leading by 5 points. Ithaca comes down, hits another three. And then it was a two-point ball game and back and forth. And then USA goes to the free throw line time and time again. And for USA's good luck and sake, they go 7-for-11 in that fourth, in the overtime period from the free throw line. And in the second half, they were 9-for-17 for 52%. Did not attempt a free throw in that first half. So on the night, USA 9-for-17 altogether for just 52% on the night. That's perhaps the worst shooting percentage from the free throw line from USA we've seen all season, perhaps in two seasons. For Ithaca in that overtime, they went 3-for-4 from the free throw line, and the only field goals or shots made by Ithaca were those two threes from Tom Stewart, as USA outscores Ithaca in the overtime period 12-9. Final score. So then it comes down, I should say, as Micah Kramer at the free throw line misses both free throws with about 4 seconds left, and Ithaca gets the rebound. And Chaffee, who's a senior, brings the ball up to about 4 feet from midcourt, and for whatever reason, jump stops, picks up his dribble, no one around him, and time expires as he had nowhere to pass it to, as USA had all the outlets covered up. And that was the end of the ball game. A huge game, ton of momentum, huge moments in every aspect of this ball game, and all of a sudden the game was over just like that with no avail. And so final score, USA 63, Ithaca 60. USA advances to play on Thursday at 7 p.m. Coverage will start at 6:25 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. John Mooney, what do you have for shooting?
Jackets really improved their fortunes. Remember, the first half was they shot 27%. Second half was 12-for-24, 50%. So at the end of regulation, they were 20-for-53, 37%. From the arc on the inside, I'll tell you what, I'll get that after in the overtime.
Yeah.
As far as USA was concerned,
in the second half,
in the first half, they were 50%, 13-for-26. Second half, 6-for-22, 27%. It was just a turnaround, complete turnaround by both teams.
Yeah.
They must have, you know, went in a different locker room or something. So 19-for-48, 39%. It looks like we have the Yellow Jackets with how many more? 5 more shots than what the Patriots did.
In overtime?
No, not
in the second half.
Talking about overtime.
Okay,
now let's get to overtime right now. When it's all said and done, the Yellow Jackets went 2-for-11, 18%. Stone cold, and of course they got themselves caught with a I don't know what to do with the ball as time was running out. But when it all, you know, said and done, as far as the game was concerned, 22-for-64, 34%. And inside, they were 14-for-41, 34%. Outside, believe it or not, only 3-for-14, 21%.
Wait.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not right there,
that's
John.
Not right. Sorry, no, because I missed it on the first half. I'm going to belay that.
All right.
Let's go to USA.
All right.
USA is, for the grand total of the entire game, they were 21-for-54. Remember, it was the Yellow Jackets were 22-for-64.
Uh-huh.
So there they are, 21-for-54, 38%. On the inside, they were 9-for-21 at 42%. Outside, 12-for-33, 36%, and I'll get that other stat for you on the Yellow Jackets.
All right, so John, as you're calculating that one out, we'll go through the leading scores for Ithaca. No surprise here, Tom Stewart with 31 points of Ithaca's 60 of the night, over half the points coming from one player, and he displayed his final moment for the Ithaca Yellow Jackets. Tom Stewart had 31 points, 7 in the first quarter, nothing in the second quarter, 10 points in the third quarter, 6 points in the fourth quarter, and then 8 points, all but 1 point for Ithaca in the overtime, for a total of 31 points. After him, Ben Trolley with 11 points, Bailey Chaffin with 8 points, Sage Walker at 7, And then Peyton Smith at 3 points. Just 5 scores for the Ithaca Yellow Jackets from the